The Revitalized Agreement on the Resolution of the Conflict in South Sudan, RACRIS, tasks its signatories to hold elections at the end of the transitional period in 2024. The European Union partnered with UNDP to implement a €3 million project to strengthen national institutions to play a key role in ensuring the scheduled elections are credible and inclusive. Patrick Oyet Charles, the chairman of the Union of Journalists in South Sudan, says the media houses in the country require vital training on how to cover electoral campaigns. He says creating awareness about voting could prepare South Sudanese to participate effectively in the scheduled election in 2024.
We need money to produce materials such as dramas, whether they are in video form or in audio forms, to let people know what they need to do for elections, to let people know what they need to do to be even registered as voters, to be registered to contest if they want to do so. We also need money to produce public service announcements, jingles that are supposed to provide information to the public on the elections. If those are not done, then definitely it will be very difficult.
Timo Olkonen, European Union ambassador to South Sudan, says UNDP will support South Sudanese institutions to ensure the proposed elections are held on time.
The program that will be implemented by UNDP is expected to support and empower national actors, such as the transitional government, the public institutions on both national and subnational level, as well as the civil society, to work together towards fostering a more enabling environment for the elections.
UNDP's deputy resident representative in South Sudan stressed that the EU donation is aimed at strengthening and supporting South Sudanese institutions like the National Election Commission, NEC, and the Political Parties Council, PPC, to prepare the grounds for scheduled elections. Titus Osindina says key institutions in South Sudan will receive the much-needed support as they plan for the elections.
The project will also support the judiciary, media, and police to perform their electoral-related roles. There will be support for civil society, including women, youth, persons living with disabilities, and underrepresented groups to enable them to participate and engage in electoral processes.
The Secretary General of the National Election Commission says the institution needs support for developing electoral legal framework, dispute resolution, civic and voters education. Ioannis Amumnyikir added that the clock is ticking and his team will work with all the stakeholders and other partners to ensure elections are held on time.
Now we are left with 17 months to go for elections. An election is a huge task, but with your presence and promise and support to us, we hope that in the coming months, we shall be having prepared all the process of election to go on in December 2024.
Lona Merkaje is the Secretary General of the civil society organization South Sudan Democratic Engagement Monitoring and Observation Program, or SODIMOP. Merkaje says the civil society is working to build partnership with international organizations to ensure credible elections are held in South Sudan.
The civil society and UNDP have to agree on priorities for support. And to us, institutional support is very important because we have seen how elections were run in 2010 and things must be done differently. Like, for example, we would expect investment in administrative and operative cost of national organizations similar to what UNDP would consider to do with the funds for international organizations.
UNDP, the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, or UNMISS, UNESCO, and UN Women have pledged to offer the necessary support needed for the conduct of a credible elections in South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shapai in Juba.